One constant in a kingdom company, actually in any company, in any organization, is that leaders have to make decisions. And the higher up we go on the leadership chain, and by that I mean just hierarchical leadership, usually the more difficult the decisions that we make. And decisions that involve other people, particularly decisions about hiring or firing. Actually, firing is probably the most difficult decision. Hiring is always fun. But even in that, you still have to say no to somebody. And those kinds of decisions that involve people and involve their futures are some of the hardest for leaders to make. You know, I've prayed about it. I've had the experience many times where you sit back and try to get the peace that surpasses understanding in the midst of making that decision. You look for biblical references. You seek wise counsel. You do all the things that people say you should do, and the Bible says you should do, about seeking the right answer for a decision. And still that peace doesn't come. And I think many times, for me, the practical thing is to do all of those things and then make the decision in my mind. Make it, settle it, and live with it. And find out if it isn't the how I'm going to implement that gets in the way of the right decision rather than what is the right decision. And when I find that I make the decision in my mind and I settle the matter and live with it a while, and then I get that peace, I know it's the right decision. Now, many times it's still very difficult to implement that decision. For when you go to tell somebody that their career is no longer at the company that they're working at with you, that's a tough implementation. Don't let the how-to get in the way of what. Make the right decision, find the peace that surpasses understanding by living with it for a while, and you'll usually find that your decision-making improves. This has been an encouragement from Kingdom Companies. I hope you have a blessed day.